I'm ready.
Bob, your turn. Jim, George.
Okay. We're going to call the regular meeting to the Taney County Planning and Zoning to order. I got sidetracked there. Bob, do you want to establish a quorum, please?
All right. Dave Stewart.
Present.
Rick Caudill.
Here.
Steve Adams.
Here.
Brad Lawrence called to say he wouldn't be here. Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Howard Kitchen.
Here.
And George Kramer is not here. We have established a quorum.
Okay, you want to explain the meeting procedures, please?
I'd like to welcome you to the February 16th, 2016 Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting. The Taney County Planning Commission regular meeting is held in order to allow for final approval of each Division III permit application presented at the public hearing from the previous week, and also in order to hear a new concept request to be presented at next month's public hearing. This evening, the Planning Commission will vote upon a single Division III permit application that was presented during the February 8th public hearing. The Planning Commission will also hear seven new concept requests, which will be presented during the Monday, March 14th, 2016 public hearing. If you are presenting a concept request at this meeting, your name or the name of the project shall be called. At that time, please come forward and address the Planning Commission. Your proposal will be heard, and additional documentation may be requested for the public hearing next month. No public comment will be heard at this meeting, with the exception of that provided by the applicant or persons with information specifically requested by the Planning Commission. You may leave if your case has been heard. Thank you so much.
Okay, has everybody read the January minutes? Anybody want to make any changes? Somebody want to make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve as
I'll second. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, final vote, Dollar General Store.
Okay, the staff recommendations on this is if the Taney County Planning Commission approves Division III Permit 2015-27, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the Planning Commission. First, compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code and the Taney County Road Standards that include plans for the following: sediment and erosion control, B, stormwater management, or demonstration that the impervious surface limitations of Table H1 will be complied with, C, a land grading permit for all non-agricultural land disturbances of over 1 acre, D, utility easements and building line setbacks, E, improvements with scale of buildings, streets, on-site parking, and utilities. Second, compliance letters from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District and the on-site wastewater permitting division of the Planning Department shall be submitted to the Planning Department office, including all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. Three, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Four, a privacy fence shall be constructed along the north property line between the Dollar General Store building, between the proposed Dollar General Store building and the adjoining residential lots. The privacy fence shall be erected in lieu of the required 25-foot width of landscape buffering. Number five, Division II permit shall be required for all applicable structures in the development. Six, prior to the issuance of Division II Certificates of Conformance, the developer shall first present a final inspection from the Western Taney County Fire Protection District to the Taney County Planning Department office. And number seven, this decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder of Deeds office within 120 days or the approval shall expire.
Okay. You want to come up?
My name is Rodney Parrott with Orwell Engineering on behalf of RSBR Investments, who is the applicant on this development. We agree all the terms of the staff recommendations and agree to move forward to build a good store, if you so choose. I believe you've seen this site before, but it's a 9,100-square-foot Dollar General with 30 parking spaces, concrete construction on the parking lot, landscaping, and a privacy fence at the rear for a buffer. We've been through the septic design, and we've got that lined out to hand in as soon as this is over. We've got our plat completed and cross-access easement to the existing driveway. We've got it done, and we've got MoDOT's approval of the entrance. Just answer any questions if you guys have any.
Is the neighbor okay with the privacy fence in lieu of the buffer?
That I'm not sure of. That's, I've not made contact to the neighbor. If you look at the grading on this store, the building is going to sit down in the ground, and we're going to build a privacy fence such that very little of the building will be visible from a neighboring lot. It's actually pretty low impact compared to what we might usually see as far as a metal building right against the property line. Of course, we don't try to do that, but with this narrow lot width, we're a little bit limited and where we could put it. We've shaved the front drive aisle down as far as we could and still get our delivery truck into it. We've cut it down, and I think the privacy fence will mitigate the concern of the buffer area.
Anybody else got any questions?
The lighting and everything is pointed to where it will be, not interfering with the neighbors behind.
Correct.
I think that was one of their concerns.
Correct. And we've got a photometric light plan that shows that there's no light spill that hits that property. So.
I'm good.
Anybody want to make a motion?
I'd move to approve as presented.
Second. Everybody in favor? Aye.
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 Opposed?
Opposed.
Okay.
Thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, Bob, Woodland Hills, LLC.
Okay, and on each of these, with this being the concept hearing, I've just put together some aerial photography of the properties, and I'll let the applicant present what he's got proposed here. This is pretty much at the southwest intersection of Flynn Road and Bird Road, and it's right here. We'll kind of zoom in here. And it's all the properties highlighted here in yellow. And we've got a current view from the north, southeast, and west. And then this is a site plan that was presented. I did not get this in the packets. This was presented after the packets went out. So I'll kind of turn it over to the applicant at this point to allow him to explain what's proposed at this point.
Good evening. What we have is my family's owned this property for a long time. I don't know, 30 or 40 years. And we have several trailers in there that need to come down. And as instead of taking the trailers out and putting single family back in, we would like to be approved for multifamily on those lots, from duplexes, triplexes, and fourplexes. And that's really about the gist of the program. I mean, we can't go in there and build it out all at once, but we would certainly like to have it approved to be developed for that moving forward.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
You can't decide what you want to put there now.
Well, I mean,
we hate to give a blanket thing. Yeah, you can put anything you want.
We would like to be approved for fourplexes, but I mean, is it possible to have the option to come down from a fourplex if it doesn't specifically fit the need of the property?
It really is. Normally, they'll approve a maximum number of units, so they would usually approve, you know, up to this many units. One thing I'll bring up, all of this property is on Branson Sewer. We have issued 2 Division 1 permits for single-family residences, but I believe that the city of Branson will likely require...
And I've met with the city, yeah. And they want, obviously they want it to be agreed to annex, you know, before permits are... And what that is just what it is.
What about the water?
We have county water in place. You know, obviously we'll have to add a few more meters.
Okay, I didn't know whether you'd hooked up or not.
Yeah, everything is in place.
Will Branson want to annex before any kind of construction is made?
I don't know.
What do you think, Bob? Just a question.
Well, I've wondered the same thing. The city limit is on the other side of Flynn Road, and so it is pretty close, I mean, in all sincerity.
Well, if they want to force them to annex, they may want to have a decision-making process.
Yes, and I'm definitely going to...
I've on lots 8 and 9, I have signed the papers to agree to annex.
Okay.
You know, I mean, those are the lots we're prepared to move forward on, and the city has all that paperwork moving through the process.
So at this point, they've just had you sign the pre-annexation agreement, correct?
Correct. So, I mean, maybe in total we're looking 42 to 45 units on all the property. On Bird Road, right, just yeah. Catty corner to the property there.
Across the street. Sir. Then there's some apartment houses or something right down at the lower end.
And then, Valley Ridge is just down from there.
Right. There's the little fourplex is offset to the corner, and then Valley Ridge further on down.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions?
So would the lot stay as is, or would that be merged into one parcel?
We would just prefer to leave them as is.
As is.
Yeah.
So then each one would have to meet the required setbacks and
correct.
All that.
Correct. Yeah.
Well, I think that's probably the main thing we need to know tonight, but we'll need to know how many you're going to put in there.
Right.
I mean, we're going to have to, you know, before next month come up, or you're going to have to come up with a decision of how many units you're asking for and stuff like that.
Right.
Like Rick
well, did. This little diagram here, we can clean that up. I wasn't aware that we had to have that. So I'll
well, you don't yet.
Dial in, and we'll get some numbers on it and get that
But we need to know
up.
Kind of how many units and stuff we're going to be dealing with.
Well, the way the land lays, we really want to try to primarily make most of them handicap units, you know, really, because well, there aren't any in the area.
I mean, I'd fine, do whatever you want, yeah, but yeah. We just would like to know, you know, before
sure.
We vote on it.
Right.
Anybody else got any questions?
My only question, again, and it goes to the specific lots, what you're showing there are homes that are triplexes or fourplexes that would be built on lot lines, so then...
Honestly, that was the architect, the way he sent it to me. Okay. We couldn't get it cleaned up quick enough for the meeting. So, but by the time the next meeting, I'll have the number of units we're looking for, and we'll dial that in a little bit.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions for him? March 14th?
and I believe that's correct. Yeah, March, correct, March 14th.
Okay. Public hearing will be March 14th.
Okay. Thank you all.
Thank you. Premier Landscapes.
Guys, my name is Shane Gunter, and my wife and I own.
Hang on just a sec. Let Bob run us.
And this is located at 250 Adair Road, and Adair Road is the frontage road right on Highway 65. Kind of zoom in here. Here's the existing. This is Pinniger, correct? Yeah.
Yes.
Here's Pinniger. And it's right at the, basically, there's currently a cell phone tower located here. And like I said, Adair Road is essentially a frontage road on the highway. From this point forward, it's my understanding that that's an easement, basically, coming into the property. And we've got just the north, south, east, and west views. And then they've also provided some drawings of the proposed building. And I'll turn it over to the applicant at this point.
Okay. Thank you, Bob. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Shane Gunter, and my wife and I own Premier Landscapes. And just to give you a little bit about Premier Landscapes is we started the business about 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and the good Lord has continued to let us grow, and we've currently grown out of our current lease. And for the business to continue to grow, what we'd like to do is construct a 6,250 square foot shop office building with a small retail space on the 24 acres that we purchased back in June. Out of that building, what we'd like to do is run our business, Premier Landscapes. We'd like to have our office in the building as well. And eventually we would like to maybe do a small retail out of it. What we would retail would be bulk mulch, gravel, landscape materials as far as stacking block, boulders, eventually irrigation supplies. We'd like to construct a greenhouse. Out of the greenhouse, what we'd do is currently we would probably just grow our annual plants for use of Premier Landscapes and maybe eventually construct several more greenhouses to sell to the public.
Where are you located now?
We are on Sherryview Road. If you take Reinhardt Road there, just take a left and immediate right into our shop. We have a 3,200 square foot shop that we lease there.
I forgot where you're at.
We've been in that location for approximately a year. We started this out of my garage in Hollister, and as we continue to grow, it's just... it's been amazing.
Anybody got any questions? What are you looking at?
Well, I'm kind of, I wanted to make sure on the easement on where your driveway comes in and stuff like that, because you're going to be getting trucks in there, and I don't have a...
Yeah, that'll right past Pinniger and down the road.
Well, it's there where they started to put the winery and quit. Is that a shared driveway, or...
And I do apologize. I didn't have the ability to copy that and get it in the presentation.
Right back in here. Yeah. Okay. This is the high road out here.
Oh, I know where you are now. I'm in the wrong place.
Yeah, you're yeah.
Okay.
You were up on, there was a trailer park back in here years
don't
ago.
Take much confusion.
Yeah, but there was an old trailer park back in here.
Okay, the driveway, the private way originally, it came off this outer road and it came down through here and where the... it gets really narrow down there in one part, so you're building a driveway off before you come because you're hung up between some power line poles and
the power line is right here.
Yeah, but I mean they were using the part right down alongside the to go in and out of there at one time.
There is an old power line that runs.
Yeah, the old trailer park used to be right over in here.
That RV park or?
Yeah, the trailer park.
Grandpa's farm, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, you're right. I'm good. I'm caught up with you now.
Well, that would be my only concern is if you're going to have retail in there, you're going to have crap, you know, you're going to have clients and customers coming in, so the road needs to be, you know, safe. And if it was just an easement, it'd be better if it get a dedicated road in there.
Okay. I think so.
I think from memory, and it's on there, I think the easement width is shown at 30 feet, and that's about the only concern
I
really...
Yeah, it narrows down right there because I looked at that one time on another deal. And it narrows down there, bro. Unless you... I don't understand
where you're saying it narrows down.
Well, it's narrow to start with. The road. Yeah, but it's narrow to start with, 33 feet wide right here.
Yeah.
And that's narrow.
Okay.
For
commercial.
Okay. And even getting your trucks in and out of there, you couldn't get anybody on the road.
Because with our what we ask for now is, you know, you need to, on your property, why, you know, or if we put in a subdivision, you're working at 50-foot easements.
Right. Okay.
And so we can't help what was done in the past, you know, or something like that, and don't want to cause that to be a problem, but we just want to make sure that we have a nice easement in there.
Yes, sir.
That was my only concern. Yeah.
And it is a concern.
You know who owns that property where the road that you got the easement for the road?
I looked on Beacon, but I can't remember what their names are now.
With their name on it.
Well, it would even help them. We're talking about track two.
Yes.
That we're talking about.
Yes.
It would even help them to get a bigger road in there.
Yeah, I think that needs to be addressed as we go in with this.
New point of beginning of the road easement.
Yeah, right here. It's only 33 feet wide. That's a concern. That's something you might want to think about before the next meeting, too.
There's a place that's narrower than that down there, I'm telling you, because there's some power poles in the way.
Yeah, looks like right there. But it's just a concern.
Oh, you can still get easement out there.
Oh, absolutely. But you're going to have retail. You're going to have people going in and out with some lady that...
But he can't control it if he doesn't own the property.
No. Correct. There's the concerns here.
Well, you can't grant a permit without after that to get the thing where you've got to have to code.
You've got to have it figured out.
Deal. I mean, like I say, you can't penalize it for authority there. But.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
What? How wide are you saying the easement needs to be?
50 foot if you can get it to bring it up to county standards, but you don't have to build a 50-foot road. But, I mean, you know, from the edge of your property and you're going to put a commercial venture in there, you need a 50-foot driveway. Isn't that right?
That would be my understanding. Is that wouldn't that be correct, Randy, on that?
Yeah. You want to get in on this? Huh? How much roadway?
Yeah, but see, right, the little neck to the next narrows right there where he gets his property is not any wider. So he only owns
right
angles there.
I believe it's MoDOT right away, or, you know, it's on MoDOT's right away till about right here. And then I believe it shows it as a private easement.
They show the right away on the map here.
Yeah.
The road's this side of the right away, or private side of the right away.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. It's only about 30 feet wide here, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the concern. That place right there is the concern.
Yeah, that's what.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions, Frank? That's something you need to check into before the next meeting, if you can.
How would I go about doing that? Who do I get with? Do you have any idea?
That property owner that owns that corner right there. And it would help them. It would.
Probably explain to them, you know, that we need to put a public right-of-way through there, and it would...
This property right here, all of this. There's actually a property owner right here that owns 5 acres, and then I believe there's one or two more right here.
Yeah, all those, that whole group, would. It would benefit all of them if they would do right. that.
Because they can't,
they can't do anything either.
They can't do anything either.
Okay. One there that joins this property just to the west, because that's too narrow of a neck.
For you to drive in and out, there's one thing, but to have public drive in and out, there could be something else.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just going to... This is the big concern right here.
Yes.
Even if you get this,
yes, exactly.
You still got to get this.
You got to get that, too. But that would really behoove that family or that owner to have that with into their property.
Yeah. Do you understand that?
Yes, I think so.
Big part up there where your little neck's at, that's, you need to find out who that is, too.
Here?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we're about a... About 200 feet there, you've got that narrow neck, mm-hmm. and it's only 30 feet wide. So, you know, it would make sense if you got a 50-foot easement all the way up to your property, you're still narrowing down for your road right away.
Basically, what you're asking me to do is get an easement from here. I need a 50-foot easement from here all the way to here.
There's already a 30-foot there. If this is correct, there's 30. All you need is another 20.
Another 20. Total of 50.
Yes.
From here to here.
Yeah. From where the road gets narrow all the way
to where
it's
widened up, they have the
50
down there.
Yeah.
And
it's
a
close.
Yeah. It's close.
Yeah. So on the right end side?
Yeah, on the highway side.
That's on along the bluff, though?
I think it's up in the air quite a ways, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why the state owns all the way so high, because of that bluff running.
Yeah, when state bought out a what's-his-name place there, they sealed it all off from that.
Yes.
But Rick, if I understand correctly, if I need the easement if I'm doing retail. If I'm not, then it's...
Well, it'd be something else for us to think about, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it something that I'm for sure going to have to do, or is it something that...
Randy, isn't it your opinion that it would have to be brought up to standards?
If he's going to for sure do it retail.
Yeah.
If you're just going to run your business out of there, I don't see why you use it as is.
Right.
You just get your trucks in and out, your storage, what you want to put in there for your material. But once you start letting the public get in there, you start having traffic, you know, cars meeting each other and all that, it becomes an issue.
Okay. I mean, if you was putting a subdivision in there, you wouldn't even blink your eye. You'd have to have a 50-foot right-of-way in
right.
there. And you're going into a commercial venture, and it's the same thing, and in one sense of the word,
okay.
they're both the same. They're both Division III.
Kind of curious how that got divided that way.
Been like that a long time.
Yeah.
Only
yeah.
Both
and there's been some retail out of those other lots and, that are on that 30-foot easement.
At one time, correct. This was proposed to be this was actually approved at one time as a pretty large-scale development, but they were showing an easement that actually went on to both parcels or both tracks.
Well, the thing about it is that that's one of the things that Emery Creek had at one time.
Yeah.
And there's a 12-inch water line already across behind Pinger, and it's supposed to pass and go down through there and go on up through there and connect with another water line to the north and to the west there on that thing. So you actually, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. you don't have to put the water line in or you don't have to do anything on that, but I mean, that's one of the things in the master scale of the development on that thing that has been looked at before.
You got two decisions. One, if you don't want retail, or if you can't get a hold of everybody down through there.
Okay.
But it would behoove everybody down through there to have that.
Absolutely. Okay.
it seems to me that they should, if you would put it in, they ought to be receptive to the plan.
Right.
Now, that's just my thoughts.
Now, Bob, if he can't get all this done before March the 14th.
Well, we just may have to look at it and see what we can do.
Well, I was wondering if we could move him to.
I would rather try to get it done.
I was going
to
say, I know that they're under, a fairly tight time frame. So
if I'm going to do a landscape supply, I'd like to hit this spring if I can.
Sure.
Okay. Well, sounds like you need to do a lot of checking before March 14th.
Okay.
And that's when we will see you.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2581 Jones Road Vacation Rental.
And, of course, as the name implies, this is located at 2581 Jones Road. Zoom in here. Here's Jones Road off of 86. And we've got a north, south, east, and west view of the property. And I'll turn it over to the applicant at this point.
My name is Barb Durham. I'm with Sunset Realty, and we are actually the buyer's agent. What's happening with this property is that we have a contract on the home that's contingent upon a vacation rental permit. The sellers allowed us to act as the representative here because we'll also be the property manager for this. We manage almost 100 vacation rentals throughout the area. With Sunset Nightly Rentals. It's a 10-acre tract, 5-bedroom home, 3.5 bath, 2,700 square foot. It's on septic, and it's on private well.
I'm lost. Where's that at?
Off 86 Highway.
Yeah, but the house.
You want me to pan out here?
Yeah, it's about 2.8 miles down Jones Road.
Yeah,
that's what it's like. Yeah, here's 86, and then here's Jones. Wish this was.
Do you know what age that house is?
It is 1998. That's when it was built.
Does it have a sewer permit?
I.
Well, 10 acres and above.
I don't know. Yeah, on the sewer permit, it's in an estate. So our information from the seller is limited.
Yeah, it's on 10.1.
Yeah, that's still.
Well, you just put it as a contingency in there before they can open the business. So that is brought up to standard on the sewer and not worry about it.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
Works for me.
Are there any other nightly rentals down in that area?
I know that they're in going out and looking at the property. There are some up.
Two?
Yeah. Well, yeah, there are some like that. Their website posted on the front.
We've approved a bunch of them down in there.
Yeah, there's several up in Jones. Yeah,
a bunch.
Yeah. Now, a special use permit can't be transferred once it's sold, correct? Mm-hmm.
Correct.
It would have to be to the new owners, or they would have to come back. Isn't that the way?
Well, she gave us the owner's name here, and she's just acting on her behalf. So I presume you already have an owner there, and you're just a representative.
Right, but the buyer that's purchasing it, it's.
In other words, we're not giving a blank check here.
No.
Yeah, the contract that we have is contingent upon a vacation rental permit being issued for the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
But the buyer can't.
How do we handle that?
Apply until they're the owner of record.
Right or wrong, we've had a few of these.
We're going to issue this permit to the old owners, and they're going to sell it, so the permit will go defunct as soon as
the permit transferred to buyer, William and Linda. They are buying with the contingency that it'll work.
Yeah.
We've done a...
Yeah, we've had a few others that we've actually done this way, right or wrong, where we've
did the one on Tate Road there.
Yeah, where we've issued it
on Tate Road.
We've issued it to the buyer essentially.
We turned one down here not long ago because they was trying to get it just changed and had to put it in some real estate lady.
No, you approved that one.
We approved that
one. Yeah.
But I mean that was like giving a little bit too much. I didn't like that one real well, but you like to know what you're approving, really.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
So, and I apologize for interrupting, but I want to make sure. Do we need to do anything with the sewer, have it inspected?
We have a man who works for the county. We'll check that out.
Okay, because
that will be part of the contingency on the plan. I mean, if you get approval, that he will approve the sewer for bed and breakfast and so many people and X amount of space and all that.
Okay.
And if it don't, before you will be issued an occupancy permit, it'll have to be run up standard.
Okay.
And he'll normally, it could be, did you say this was
went back I know that 1986? Scott had gone out already.
Okay.
Yeah. Scott had already gone out and looked at the property.
Yeah, he's the one that normally will go out.
Yeah, so because he issued a letter and everything, I believe, to you guys already. So.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, anybody else got any questions for her? Yep. March 14th.
All right. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Stonegate Glass Chapel.
And this property is located at
11027
State Highway 176. And we've zoomed in on the property. We'll kind of zoom in on the property here. Right at basically 176 and Highway 65. And this is the existing glass chapel and the parking area. And we've got, of course, the north, southeast, and west views. And we've got basically this is the new structure that's being proposed, the approximate location. And here's the both the floor plan and the elevations of the proposed structure. And at this point, I'll turn it over to the applicant and let the applicant explain what's proposed here.
Hello, my name is Doug Thomas. My wife and I, Dodie, own Stonegate Glass Chapel. We bought it a little over 2 years ago from Naomi Webb. One of the things, they used to have a reception center up on the, right next to the highway. It's now a timeshare business. And at that point, it was owned by two different folks, Naomi and another lady, and they split ways, and that has sold. We have had more and more requests for our bridal couples to have receptions on site, which we don't have anything against that. But they've wanted to bring in tents, or they've wanted to put up tables out on the parking lot, and they've wanted to do different things just to have events. And we really, after we talked about it quite a bit, we didn't think that that was wise, especially for our neighbors. just we didn't think that that was a good situation. So we decided that we'd like to build something on site that we could have it enclosed and be able to have a little bit more control of what happens. Right now, we can have up to about 7 weddings on site in a day, since we do rent the facility out on an hourly basis. Our hours right now, we don't go any later than 9 o'clock, and we've been really cautious to make sure that that happens so that folks will be respectful and be able to exit the property. With this new site, as you notice, it faces away from all the other neighbors. And we've done that in specifically so that the wall on the west side actually protects everyone as far as anything, noise or any activity that's going on. Most of the activity that will happen will be down towards the parking lot end or out to the east towards the large parking lot as far as anything that's outside. We, even with our design, one of the things we want to do is our speakers that we would have in there would be facing to the east so that we project any sound as far as anyone speaking, any music, anything, away towards the highway is our plan. And the only ones we'll compete with is the shotguns across the street at the Ozark Shooters. So the capacity on this, it's going to be running anywhere from 150 to 164 people. I believe the architect said the maximum he would go is 164 on it, which the chapel is actually will seat up to, according to the fire marshal, will seat up to 200. That's 200 very skinny people. We really have most of our weddings average between 25 and 70 people, so we've kept it pretty small for that purpose, and I think that'll continue on just based on the chapel and what it will comfortably seat. Our intention is to take from where we do multiple weddings to where we're doing just one a day. That's where we want to grow to. That'll reduce the amount of traffic inflow coming through there. It'll reduce the amount of folks that are coming in into the property and just make it really more intimate for whoever's there that they can have that through the day, which they can rent that through the day if they want to pay the hourly right now, but we would just work them out a deal to where they can do that. Trying to think what else. The way the architect is doing this is very soundproof, trying to make it to where it minimizes any outside sound and helps out. We don't allow smoking on our property, so that helps us out also. There will not be any kitchen on facility. We'll have two restrooms, and they will be handicap accessible.
Do you have enough parking to accommodate that many people?
Yes, that whole, we added, 2 years ago we took out a Division II permit, and we added two more restrooms in, and then we added that wide area is actually all concrete parking lot. And so we over tripled what was their parking. And one of the reasons we wanted to do that is we heard so many negative comments about how many people were parking out on the highway and out on the side road leading up to the RV place. And quite a bit of the comments that we heard just even on social media was specifically about that. So that was the first thing we did was expand that parking lot and go ahead and put in the additional restrooms so that we just address some of those concerns right off the bat. On the west side of that building and actually the whole north side, one of the things we want to plant is evergreen green giants all along there. They're a very hardy tree. They grow 3 to 5 foot a year, and they become just a really good, beautiful barrier, just to separate it even more from many of our neighbors that might have any concerns. So.
Anybody got any questions?
Well, it's quite a ways from your neighbor anyway, aren't you?
Yeah.
The nearest neighbor.
One right that we've seen.
Oops, sorry. Yeah. That's the only one that's within the 600 feet that I know of.
Might work with Peg and the Shooters over there and do hillbilly weddings or something. I mean,
well, that's we do claim occasionally that we have shotgun weddings, believe me. The nice thing is with the chapel, even inside the chapel, we don't hear any of the shotguns. And so we're doing it the same similar design because no one can hear anything that's inside that chapel. We can't hear anything outside that chapel, and we want to do the same thing with that building out of respect for folks. And we've owned Samuel Cedars down in Springfield for 10 years, mm-hmm. and we have neighbors completely surrounding us, and that's the one thing we did from the very beginning was make sure all of our speakers are pointed away from households, make sure it's controlled. Our intention is that At 9 o'clock, we will start wrapping things up and saying, it's time to settle down, it's time to pack up, that they are completely off property by 10 o'clock. Gates are closed, we're done. And so, and I'm not sure if there's even a noise ordinance in the
not
county.
Really.
But not we do really. Want to respect, still.
They are in my part of the county.
I guess I haven't been in that part of Tanya County then.
You remember that, Randy? Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm good.
Anything that we would need to take care of before
Rick?
Darkneck's already on it. So
looking at something awful hard there. You got
Randy. Sewer capacity is fine.
Yeah, we did have Scott.
Yes,
Scott.
Yes,
Scott did go down there since we're already. He said it's already there, and actually we're reducing the amount that's going in there from what we have now. So because we're taking and minimizing the amount of events there, and that's the one thing he and I talked about quite a bit. So he said there's not much you can do there. He said watch your lateral fields, pump it out once a year. He said there's really not a lot you can do in a situation like this. He said but same. With us going down and trying to reduce those number of events, it helps out significantly. Because what they'll do is instead of using the dressing room restrooms, they're just relocating to the upstairs, to the upper one. And we'll have plenty of handicap parking and access and sidewalks just for those folks to be able to get in. Most of our crowds at Stonegate are older for the most part. It's an older group. More destination.
No, he's talking about me and Dave. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just about there, so I know.
Anybody else got any questions? We'll see you March 14th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Tar Crew Automotive Repair. Let Bobby do his thing first.
Sorry. I do it. And this is going to be this is proposed to be located at 13797 U.S. Highway 160. And we'll zoom in here. Here's the property in question. Let me zoom out a little bit more. Here's 160, 176. He's currently in Yokelys, and he's going to move right across the street, right across the road, basically. And, of course, we've got our north-south.
Where is this?
Yeah, this is, whoops, sorry.
Right across the house of the tractor used to be.
Yeah.
Little gas station that's closed up.
Yokelys gas station.
Out there where the apartments is at, or before?
Well, past the apartments.
There they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
After the apartments and before Valley View.
Yeah. That's a long little stretch.
And that's all I've got. I'll turn it over to the applicant at this point and let him explain what's proposed.
Thanks, Bob. Good evening, ma'am and gentlemen. My name is Don Gooman. This is my wife, Janice Gooman, right here. We've been in this town for the last 3 years, and I appreciate your hospitality and everything. Allow us to run our automotive business and everything. This is our second site. And one that Bob's talking about, that address is going to be 13730 on State Highway 1, on 160 right there. Currently, like we said, we're at temporary leasing out Yokelys Automotive right now. It's not working out. It's too small. I wanted to expand this business and make it a permanent business in this town right here. We currently have 5 employees and a good base for customers and everything. This will be a full automotive shop right here, anywhere from tires to engine change to everything that we're going to do right there. I've been having a lot of people come out there and take a look at this and everything. I'm going to set this building back off the front of the property line 100 feet. 20 feet on each side, and far as back as it goes, it's about 650 feet to the back of this property line right here. I'm proposing a 60 by 60 with 14-foot wall gable automotive shop. It would be a red iron steel building. And approval, simple layout, automotive shop. Have 5 bays in that right there. We'll have a customer area right there. And so it's going to be a very nice shop when I get done with this right here.
Anybody got any questions?
What's the current width of that property?
The current width is exactly 100 feet across there, sir, from north to south. From east to west, it's 845. It's just a little over 2 acres. I think they got it at about 2.1 acres, I believe they got it at.
That leaves you enough access room around the... You're going to put the building closer to one side?
No, I'm going to put it dead center the north to south, sir, 20 feet on each side.
That driveway splits his north property line.
It is narrow, but it's going to give me plenty of access to work around this. This ain't my first rodeo. I've owned Goodman Construction for 10 years, and I built houses and everything, so I understand this whole process and everything. So this is not a first step process here for me.
So you share a driveway?
Well, technically, I've actually called out Teresa Nexa from MoDOT, and we talked to her a couple of days ago, and what's going to happen, if you don't mind, I'm going to come over here, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Right now, Mr. Adam owns that facility right there, and he's somewhere in, I had no idea, Arizona or someplace, so it's no longer being occupied right now. What happened a couple years back, about 5 years ago, when he actually built this place, I understand this used to be, have an old hotel on it at one time, and they took it down. Mm-hmm. And what happened is there's 2 original line heads right here for the entryway. But what happened, Mr. Adams asked permission from MoDOT to move that driveway down. And what happens, it splits between him and me right now. I don't like how it's being done right now. So MoDOT's given me access already, and I already got the permission to actually, there's the power poles from here and here and here. I'm going to have a 24-foot wide entryway. They're going to allow me with 15-foot radiuses, which is going to give me a 54-foot wide entryway. I have to basically, I cannot connect to Mr. Adams or my, per se, entryway. But what we're going to do is when that radius comes across there, we're going to put a drop-in clean-out. And we're going to connect the 2 15-inch pipes together. So that's going to legally allow me to put another access to this property. And it's going to be dead center of the property. So when you come into it, you'll see the building straight in instead of coming to the north side and have to jig-jog into the parking lot right there.
Are you going to be able to enter from both sides of the building?
I will. There will be 3 bays on the back and 2 bays on the front. The 3 bays on the back will be access to the north 20-foot easement between the building and the property line right there. Is that what you're getting at, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is that going to be enough room for cars to park? Or are you going to park in the
front?
Well,
the only way it's going to be access to that 20-foot entryway right there would be only employees. No customers will be allowed to drive the car to the back side of that property. All the customers will be only access to the front of that property right there. And with me having 100 feet off the back of, or from the front of the property, that's going to be plenty of parking spot right there. Plenty of parking spot. And all the utilities and everything is going to be on the south side right now. And if I get my way, it's going to be very slick and very clean way the properties are going to, or the utilities are going to be put in there. A septic tank is going to be a 1,000-gallon septic tank with 2 65-foot leach lines. They're going to be towards the front of the property. And my, I already called a Empire. They're going to allow me to move that telephone or that power pole over to the south side of the property line. They're going to move it for me. And right now, hoping there used to be an old existing well, which is up to date and everything. And I think that well is good well right now. I'm going to be able to use that well, which is 200 feet off the front of the property line, which is going to be about 50 feet behind the building. I'm going to be able to use that existing well. Everything's going to be on the south side, and nothing's going to be on the north side of that property right there for utilities.
Anybody else? Got any questions?
The only thing is, are you going to have clearance there between your well area and your septic system area there?
Yes, it will be, sir. I have plenty of clearance because the well is actually, if it pumps out right, I already got maggots going to come out there, and they're going to drop a pump down inside that well casing. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping, I think it's going to be a good one, and I think that well is going to be able to be bringing back to life. And so that's going to be on the back.
Well, I'm not worried about the well so much as I was worried about the proximity of well and sewer. I haven't got that picture in my mind.
Right now, I already had Mr. Sockup came out tonight, and he dug a hole. Basically, that septic system is going to be on the south side, and which is going to be the southeast corner of the facility right there, where I like to drop that at, because...
Actually, it's going to be a lot easier. Septic is going to be at the front, southeast corner.
Right there, southeast corner. That's where I like to put the septic tank, and like I said, power can be right there, and there's the well right there.
Okay, you know, I mean, you've got to have 100-foot clearance between them.
That's correct.
I couldn't picture it in my mind. I wasn't arguing with you.
That's fine.
There's 60, 50, that's 110.
Yeah.
Plus out here, another 20.
So I got a couple. You guys can keep that if you want. You're going to need that for the site plan anyhow, because I haven't given you the site plan yet.
One thing I will bring up on this one, and it's not any fault of...
Dave?
What?
Randy,
oh, I'm sorry, Randy.
It's of no fault of the applicants, but we did discover that the property was split out via deed and wasn't replatted, but we're... having that rectified. The surveyor is in the process of having it replatted and everything.
We haven't heard from that gentleman yet either.
Okay.
He was supposed to come back to me. I guess I'm going to have to get a hold of him so he gets $250.
But I just...
So I surveyed that years ago. We split that. John Roderick was part owner of that.
Oh, the famous Roderick Auto Sales.
Can you explain why they made it long like that and narrow?
Well, the original lots are really long, and then that was the 100 feet of that one lot. That original lot takes in the apartments and goes up to the... Then that was the south 100 feet of that one lot that goes all the way back to subdivision.
I knew you'd know this one pretty well. I actually found one of your surveys of this one. I knew he would know this one well.
Well, yeah, they're going with that old stuff again.
I didn't see
anybody else
well.
Got any questions?
You good?
Everybody good? Randy, you good? You're looking at that.
One thing I do think would be helpful before the next meeting is. Just a real, even if it's a generalized site plan. Okay, you've got it here. Never mind. You're ahead of me.
I said that.
Okay.
They said my first rodeo partner.
Okay. Okay. Good deal.
Okay, if nobody's got any questions for him, we'll see you March 14th.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Tree Town.
All right.
We got nobody here for them.
And on Tree Town, this is located at 421 North Emory Creek Road. And we'll zoom in here on these two parcels. Here's, of course, Highway 65, and then you've got Emory Creek coming in. I'll turn it over at this point to the applicants and let them explain what's proposed here.
Hi, I'm Elena Hovey, and this is Kelly Lundgren. We are proposing to have a treehouse bed and breakfast. It would be a town of treehouses with a more of a cow town feel to it, rustic. And eventually we'd like to be able to go off-grid with this. What would be different about this is most of the tree houses would have their own bathrooms I know most of the treehouse resorts that are currently out there right now do not have that.
There'll be about 8 to 10 feet in there. They're not going to be 16, 20, 30 feet in there. Parking underneath. We just purchased the property first of the year, or actually last December 31st. There's two mobile homes on site. We're in the process of demolishing and clearing out. We would like to build our own houses on site also. We would like to start with 10 tree houses to begin and potentially go to 20 if we can build on the south side of the creek and get up that side. That would be more off-grid up that way. So,
are you going to have a central sewer system? How are you going to do that?
Yes, we need to put a brand new one in. There are three septics on site, but they're not going to be capable of handling the load. So we plan on putting a brand new one in. Where that letter A is, that field, right where that A is, where we're looking at putting a brand new septic system in that will feed the whole town. And I'll connect everything up and centrally bring it all down to one location.
How do you access the property right now? To that, road?
There's an easement through this property right here, a quarter-mile easement into this property right there.
Sorry.
The county currently maintains right to where you got your cursor.
You maintain that other road now, do you, Randy?
We maintain right to where he stopped.
Sorry,
right there.
Just right
you'll
here.
Have to acquire.
Right there is the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right there where the road forks.
Yep.
He would have to acquire.
There's an easement on that property.
Do you know what the easement is?
How wide?
I don't remember. I remember when we purchased the property, we had that. The paperwork on the easement, but I don't recall what the width of that. Yeah. It needs to be widened. I need to widen that road.
That'd have to be brought up to standard.
Yep.
And what size easement, I'm sorry, would it need to be?
50 feet.
50 feet, okay.
I don't know if it's 50 foot right now.
Okay. Thank you.
The road that runs up through there now is it's virtually level. I mean, you don't go up and down or anything like that. It's just level road. It just never was improved that much.
Well, it's been getting some improvements now.
Kind of like I told Kelly, I used to work on it quite a bit until they run out of money and then I'd quit.
What size are the treehouses you're building?
The smallest would be 288 square feet. Between 288 and 576, we may have one or two, maybe a little larger, that would be more of a dining hall area. Later on, we'd like to put in an event center, more of a dining hall restaurant area for the guests to do a event barn, you might say, like a 60 by 60.
For small gatherings, it wouldn't be.
Yeah.
288 square foot.
That's for a one tree house. That's a one queen size bed, one bathroom. The 576 would be a two bedroom, single bath, one bath. There might be some that may actually go larger than that, depending on the trees that allows me to build in. So right now, trying to get a layout in the trees has been what we've been working on, and getting that assessed, because until I get the septic system in and running my sewer lines and my water line and all my power, that really has a lot of say into where I can put them in, which trees and how I connect them. So there's a lot of unanswered questions until we know if we can actually build, how we're going to build them, and set this all up.
Have you built it before?
Not this particular type, but yes, I have. I've been a construction inspector for over 20 years. I've been a contractor for 5. I've built a lot of things. Some of my things have been published in magazines. They've been on television before. So.
DV Hangman. Look up DV Hangman on YouTube.
The pirate ship. Yeah, that was one that went
got pretty one shot there in the past.
So. And then you mentioned breakfast by chef. Where would people go?
That's when we do the event center and have the commercial kitchen installed in that, and that's probably a 5-year out to do that. So that won't be in the beginning. That would be one of the last things we do.
We do plan on having a larger treehouse that would, we're calling tree galleys, if you will, mm-hmm. that would contain more of the full-size kitchen, bathroom, even sleeping quarters, and then connected would be individual smaller treehouses with skyways connecting to it. So there would be a place for them.
Well, that would have to come back in front of us anyway.
So just for this, you're just wanting to build a tent?
Yes. Yes, we're just trying to, right now we need to get it rezoned from residential to commercial and residential because we want to live on site and build these. So getting it commercially zoned first and then going from there. And then do our first initial 10 and then getting permits for that. And then if we want to expand, come back and go through the process again.
Well, you're still going to have to build the breakfast place, right, on top of the tent.
No, that'd be actually included, because I was looking at the tree houses, including 10 would be a dining area would be one of those.
So how many tree houses are you going to build? That can be occupied by?
10. 10 would be occupied, not including additional platforms.
So you're building 11 buildings over the restaurant or a...
Yes. Okay. And not even including ours for our own personal use.
Be 12.
So, no, it'd actually be probably 13 by the time we're done. Yeah. And our residential ones would actually be larger. So.
And you're planning the sewer to be able to accept all the 20 or 23?
I would design the sewer to be the maximum that we plan on doing from the very beginning so I don't have to go back and do that. It would be from the very
stipulate that.
Yeah.
Very beginning.
And I apologize. We didn't have a chance to talk before today's hearing. Have you met with Scott Starrett already, our wastewater person?
No, we hadn't, I don't think.
No.
Okay.
I was talking to him
about it
there. So
I'm not.
He's asking me questions. I said, you just
talked
to Scott.
It'll probably be good. Basically, he can approve a wastewater system that will treat up to 3,000 gallons of waste a day. Mm-hmm. Once we get beyond that, it's the Missouri Department of Natural Resources.
Okay.
And so it's literally based on bedrooms, basically.
Okay.
With residences, for example. When we get into other types of facilities, like if they have a kitchen, it basically spells it out based on the use.
Okay.
And so...
We'll do that.
We'll kind of have to see where it comes out.
I'm sorry, what was his last name?
Dr. Scott.
Scott Stewart.
Stewart?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it sounds like it's
going to get over that.
It's going to be adding more to it. So you're probably
that's potentials. That's what we'd like to do.
You're probably looking at a package treatment plant that you can add cells to.
We could go that route.
That's a lot more costly than going to the septic.
Yes.
You're going to have to figure gallons. This looks like a DNR deal.
Yeah.
It could be, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, we have 3/4 of an acre down there to work with as far as leaching out and going that back in there.
It would still be overlooked by the DNR.
Okay. Fine.
I mean, you have to figure your gallons per bedroom.
Well, I kind of roughed it in my head, and I thought it would fall below the 3,000, but... Like I said, I haven't been in the business for a year or two.
We're talking about 13 living areas now, plus a kitchen.
Well, it's per bedroom. And per kitchen.
I know it's based on.
Like I said, that's why I told him he didn't talk to Scott. I don't figure those things.
That's fine. We can get.
No, you speculate about it. Talk to him, see what he needs, and get on
with
it.
We can do that.
Yeah.
See what he says and what we can do. And if we can't go to 20 and we got to keep down to a certain number, we'll just accommodate to that. So.
It would be the sewer system to accommodate that.
Okay.
But what do I do now?
That's
the thing.
I'm just looking to see if you had anything else to ask.
Range of the DNR being involved.
Well, okay. I've talked with him some on this stuff before.
Okay, anybody else?
I did want to throw out one thing on this one just really quick, and maybe part of it is just because I've been dealing with so much flooding in other areas. I know these are going to be tree houses, but are any of these going to be located within the floodplain area itself?
I was told that it's not a floodplain.
No, I can tell you it's not.
That, even though that's highlighted blue, when I went down, she said that's not, that part of Emery Creek is not considered in the floodplain, because I asked that specifically.
In our office, or?
He's up on a hillside, anyhow, on that 10 acres.
Yeah.
And it's the way he's got it laid out, the way I look at it.
They've changed some of that, because I live in floodplain.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, according to Beacon's actually showing the area in blue there.
Yeah,
well, I asked that. Be worth looking into, but I don't think it is.
Came in to do the paperwork, and she looked up and she said we wasn't on the floodplain, but you know this shows that we are. So I got conflicting information told to me. So
I apologize. I'm wondering if maybe the floodplain layer wasn't working when I don't know, but it is showing that as floodplain.
Okay,
which.
We talked about building some closer to the creek to overlook, but we're still up 8-10 feet in the air. But we would like to build bridges across the creek to access the south side.
Basically, what we'll have to, and I'll talk to you about it in more detail, if we have anything in the floodplain, and it could be that these will be high enough that it's not an issue, but we'll have to have an elevation certificate on each structure, and exactly, we won't have an elevation, and so you would have to hire a professional to
surveyor, so come out either surveyor for us.
Well, I'll give you some more details. We do have a way. SEMA's actually provided us with some of these elevations, even mm-hmm. in some of these A zone areas. So we may be able to give you some approximate elevations, but I just wanted to bring that up early on. I didn't.
your secretary actually got the paperwork to build in the floodplain if we did, and then she came back and said we were qualified in the floodplain and didn't need to submit that paperwork then.
Yeah, I do apologize. Like I said, when I pull it up, it does appear to to be in the floodplain. I mean, just that limited area, but, you know.
Okay, anybody else got any questions?
It probably isn't an issue, but.
I've seen these on TV, so.
You don't.
They look kind of neat, but they
we're not sheetrocking any of them. They're all wood.
So. Yep, all rustic look.
You're going to maintain ownership, right? You're not going to sell each individual one.
No. We will own and live operate. There and operate, yes. No, we're not selling.
They're going to be rentals.
They're over 2-night minimum, and so yeah, they're bed and breakfast that you come in and stay, and
no timeshare,
no.
None of that.
No, they're not for sale. They're, we build them, we keep them.
I think there was one thing that crossed my mind. Under the commercial part, is that just cover the 10 acres, or is it made commercial on the whole 40?
Well, that's 30 and 10. We have the whole 40, and so. We would like to access the whole 40.
How long is it, really?
Build trails on the south side, but we thought about doing some more off-grid on the south side up that way.
And you got to be careful crossing the creek, too, with bridges. I mean, there's I don't know who makes that.
They'll be still up 8-10 feet in the air, so yeah. They'll be.
Still.
He used to be a bridge inspector as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I've built 27 bridges, so.
Yeah. Well, if it's a blue line, it's covering the core, but I don't think that's a blue line up there.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I haven't dug into it either.
I was told it wasn't, so.
No, it ain't anything.
I doubt it, too.
Anybody else got any questions? I've asked that several times.
No.
Okay. We shall see you Monday. It is on Monday, ain't it?
Yes.
14th.
March 14th.
March 14th.
Right, thank you.
thank you, guys. We ain't got nobody here for Norwood Haven, huh? Northwoods Haven.
Yeah, I don't believe so. And on luxury, luxury requested to postpone until
I
next month.
We skipped that one
because I had it marked up.
Well, I didn't, but that's all right. You can do that.
Yep.
It wasn't marked on mine. Why didn't you mark mine out?
And I forgot to tell the rest of you. Until I got down there, and then I knew it was too late then. So.
They're kind of neat looking.
So then this,
I feel bad.
I apologize, because I forgot your name.
Howard.
I apologize. Are there anything that anybody wants to discuss before we leave? Or anything you want to discuss, Howard?
Yes,
you're the new man here. I'm just trying to give you the floor.
I feel bad for that guy with how his property line comes down. To have that much land and for it to choke down like that.
Yeah,
man, that's too bad.
Yeah.
He did purchase it too, didn't he?
Huh? Not very long ago.
Yeah.
Well, if he used the whole 30-foot wide easement as a road, then he's probably okay, but he's still on Big County. You only need about 22 feet, don't you, for a road?
Yeah.
Is that right? 22?
I did bring it up before the property was purchased, and I won't say a name, but a surveying professional indicated that they'd be fine.
I want 76.
Well, they should have done a little more looking. I mean, Shane should have known better than that, but
it ain't over 22, is it?
He's already cleared all the land.
Yeah.
76?
That's why he's behind.
Yeah.
But I bet there are places in there for 22.
Well, I think the project can probably feel all right. We just want to feel a lot of things done.
Yeah, right. Which I think
everybody
wants to do.
I'm talking about
this. I don't know
whether it'd be
right.
I don't know.
As long as it's a frame.
Point to judge that.
Yeah.
This is new for him.
So. They've been looking for property down here.
What are they going to do?
Places
with
less than 22 feet. And you take a semi around and do that.
What do you think Branson's going to do?
She drops off pretty fast.
Mark said that he had the two lots of pre-annexation.
I don't want to meet you either when you do.
So what are we doing here?
I'm not part of that anyway,
right.
Being what I do for the city.
Yeah.
It's kind of up in the air.
Okay.
But it's already on the
tree. He's been on the sewer previously. He's
on the junction.
So when he came out and did some work for him, he asked about it. He was telling me his plans. And I said, with the way it's going, I just...
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know.
I built him already back in there.
City sewer. But I don't know why he signed agreement
on
a
partial level.
Yeah, partial and not the whole thing.
I don't know if that's part I didn't understand.
I don't get that.
Are they going to let him get by with this, or they're
going to... Bob, I've got a question about that particular property he's talking about, and of course I know that was a sketch drawing, but on setback when he got them three parcels, that's not part of it. How does that work?
Let me pull that back up. That way I don't miss it. Let me figure.
Well,
yeah.
It needs to be replatted.
Well, you're talking about on Bird Road? Yeah.
That's just a weird setup.
Did you mean on this?
Is this boy here?
My question is that dotted line, is that the setback? I mean the...
Those are the actual lot lines. Those are
Dave, is that Mark? Is that the old man's boy?
Mark's. Yeah.
Yeah, all of these.
That's the old man's boy.
Cook roofing property.
Yeah, all of these
the old
are actual.
Passed away.
Yeah.
Last fall.
I didn't even know that.
I'm not sure they're on the water line either. They need to be on that public water if they're going to do that, because they're going to have various residents with one well serving all. That ain't going to work. So we're going to have to watch this.
No. Have you been?
Okay.
You've been out in there, haven't you? The way they got stuff setting.
You mean here?
It's weird.
No.
Sorry.
That's this way, this way.
Right here.
Right there.
It's right away.
Yeah, he's showing that as a front setback.
But that's right away line.
He's
almost... Is that going to be the new right away?
It says front setback. Anyway, so I think he's almost looking at it as one lot, but you're exactly correct. In reality, each one of these is a lot.
Well, yep. That's why somebody asked him if he was going to replat it. He said no. Well, he needs to replat it.
He really does if he can't meet the setback requirements. You're right. What's happened on this, as far as the city is concerned, I believe it's this lot.
I push him into going to Brandon.
I believe it was this lot and this lot. He came in and we issued two Division One permits, which would allow for the construction of two houses.
Is that where his house is now?
I believe, he's in the process of building two houses. And see, we've issued him Division One permits allowing for two houses.
That's his dad's house over on the corner.
The city of Branson.
He died.
They issued sewer.
Yeah, there was already sewer there, so they were going to allow him to connect two new houses to sewer. The problem is now he's seeking approval for duplexes, triplexes, or fourplexes. The city's not going to take the same approach.
And that stuff ain't all of sewer. I bet you $100
that they have on these.
You think
and I told them that up front.
Yep, 55-gallon drums or whatever.
Whatever.
No one took.
Yeah, I ain't going there.
I worked there all the time. Like never got my money.
I dealt with him when I run the water district a lot. Cook, roofing.
You see him? Water district.